Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Cole Stratton, and for Kevin Pollock, who I believe is snowed in someplace. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order other than the order that I reversed, it's Joey Greer. Hey, Joey, you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I have.
How is he?
I'll tell you what, he does not like to be led. I will say that right now. It was a confrontational dance. Confrontation. What's the fiddle?
Capoeira?
No. The fiddle
the
song
devil went down to Georgia?
Yes. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in the bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal.
Oh, no.
They jumped up on a hickory stump. He said, boy.
It's James Heaney, everybody. James Heaney. Heaney, what's one skill you wish you had? Just something you've never been able to get a hang of, but you really wish you could do?
I wish I could sit in front of a Mac computer and have the same skills I have in front of a PC. And that carries on also over to iPhones. Like, there's no buttons on an iPhone, but I can't use it. I don't know if they have telekinetic powers that they're using it. It's frustrating. It would change my life if I could use a Mac.
They have tutorials and things. It's not.
I'm too old to learn a new trick, Cole.
All right. That makes sense. Hey, everybody, it's Chris Alvarado. Hey, Chris, if you could win an award in any field, any sort of award, what would you want?
Best actor of all time?
At the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards?
Sure. That hurts. That's funny because it hurts. You know what I mean? Everybody laughed at me, so that feels good show.
I mean, it just means you can get slimed better than anybody ever.
So I have been slimed by official Nickelodeon slime. That is a true fact. Letting you know.
That's a good flex, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
And last but surely not least, Craig Kikikikowski. Craig, if you could learn a fighting or self-defense style and be like super good at it, what would it be?
Oh, Krav Maga.
Oh, yeah.
Krav Maga. And I don't even know what it is, really. But it's fun to say, and it'd be fun to say that I'm good at it. Wait a minute. Is it pronounced MAGA?
Oh, no.
Not that one, then.
So you're not
karate,
a Krav Maga
guy. Karate, maybe.
Really thought about this one.
Reluctant black belt. All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com.
Craig, stop.
Scene one comes from Patreon VIP Crispy Al, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin. I know you don't need or want me to make more suggestions right now, but bite me. Pretentious LA Farmers Market. Does Chris do scene suggestion workshops? Cheers, all. Crispy."
All right, so this is organic honey. It's only from the most organic bees available, so like
it's
every single
it's like really
one of these
crusty bees. It's really crusty honey.
That's how you know it's organic. I mean, a lot of that store-bought stuff has like pesticides and preservatives in there that make it all smooth and taste better, but this stuff right here is organic 100% from only the most
I want to be able to spread this out on a peanut butter and honey sandwich, and this is like it's gonna tear my bread up.
No problem. So you just let this sit out in a bathtub with boiling water for about 6 to 8 hours. And that should just melt immediately. It's like super easy.
I don't think you know what the word immediately means, sir. That's not immediately.
Well, to be fair, like in the scope of like Earth and time, several hundred billion years of while we're here, I don't think a couple of hours is that long.
All right, I'll have one. What's the units of cell that you have?
Well, right here, I got a pint. We do 6 quarts, or I could do just bucket that my girlfriend made.
Do I get a bulk discount, or?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, I guess I'll get a, I'll get a, what's the thing in between the bucket and the pint?
6 quarts or something. I forgot what it said.
Okay, I'll get the 6 quarts.
And the crystals are on sale today. If you buy one, you get 2 free. And that's pretty rare sale I'm doing today. I do have to let you know it's because I've stopped believing in the crystals. So
is it a bogged?
No, not bogged. They've all been sun charged.
I'm sorry, I said bogged. That's buy one, get two.
That's a thing?
Well, you know BOGO, right? Buy one, get one?
No. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
No need to apologize. You're teaching me things. I'm teaching you things. I think this is pretty special. Bogged.
You're saying you've lost faith in the crystals?
Yes. I don't believe they work, but they have been sun charged and moon charged. So they are, as far as levels go, they're up there.
Okay, but you don't believe that that does anything?
I mean, it's a long story, but the short of it is manifestation is a joke. And no matter how much you believe and how much you want, some things just don't come to you. And that feels like bullshit. So I'm done.
I have to say, you have the nicest, most elaborate tent of any vendor here.
Thank you. The silk is from a faraway land. I also don't believe in that land anymore, nor do I believe in the silk. So that's, if you want this, this is bocked as well.
Hey, Gail, any sales today? You moving those crystals?
No, Teresa, not yet, but I'm in the middle of a sell right now.
Are you offering a bocked or a bogv?
What's the bogv?
Buy one, get four.
No, I didn't offer the bogv.
Oh, if you're doing a bogv.
Oh, I am. I do the wind chimes next door. They're made out of recycled tin cans and they can find water.
Okay, so is it buy one set of wind chimes and get 4 sets of wind chimes?
That's right. That's right. It's the sets, not the individual chimes. That would be kind of a shyster move. No, it's that you can go get them. They're all there.
And that might be more wind chimes than I need. Do you have a BOGO on the wind chimes?
Yeah, I got to take 4.
I don't want 4 wind chimes, 4 sets of wind chimes.
I'm with the Farmers Market Association, and we've noticed that your cherry tomatoes glow, and I'd like to see a certification of organic growth. So I don't see any. I'm looking around at your table, and I don't.
Looks
see
like
any.
You got an allergic reaction on your tongue or something. Looks inflamed.
No, you don't make fun of me, okay? I have.
I'm
a
not
lot
making
of
fun of you.
Around
just,
here.
That guy's mouth.
I mean, these tomatoes. Yeah, just have one of these tomatoes. You'll honestly, it'll just stop.
Look at that guy. He's disgusting.
Hey, you stop it. This is just a normal tongue, okay? It's my mouth is small, and I've got a normal-sized tongue with a small mouth. I want to see your organic certification here, because these cherry tomatoes are glowing.
There we go, right here. Now, for the record, these are organic cherry tomatoes, but I have LED lights inside them.
Well, that is a violation of the rules. That once you put an LED light inside of it, it's no longer organic. You're selling.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? You can't shut me down. This is my business.
That's an electronic device inside there. You think that LED lights are organic?
The guy's mouth looks gross.
You shut up. Listen, I could shut this.
It's the same guy. He just keeps doing circles around the tent. Look, I can't shut this tent down. This is my livelihood. Please,
I can shut this tent down. I'll shut it down right now. I got that kind of power.
What do you want?
About my tongue.
What do you want? What do you need?
Well, I want a $100 bill right now, just right now, and I'll walk away. Give me a $100 bill right now, and I will walk away.
Okay, here.
Okay. Roll it up and put it.
Wow, I'm surprised to see Monsanto has a tent here. What's the deal?
These are all genetically modified organisms. Organisms? Sorry.
Okay, no.
I had a genetically modified orgasm last night, and I'm still thinking about it.
Nice. So you're just saying, fuck you, huh, to the whole thing. And you're just coming out and saying, Yeah, these have been modified.
Yeah, yeah. And tons of pesticide on all these tomatoes, but look at the size on them.
That's huge. That's huge. May I bite into this? Do you give samples?
Yeah. That's $5 for the tomato you just ate.
Oh, my. Wait, hold on. I'm having a genetically modified orgasm. Oh, fuck.
That's amazing, right?
Is this what chemicals do?
Yeah. They make everything taste better.
$5? $5? That's all you're asking for this?
Yeah, are you on our app?
God damn it. When I find a spot, I'll park, okay? Will you just stop nagging me? Jesus Christ.
You need to park. Find a spot.
Both of you stop, okay? I know I need to find a spot, okay? Dad, I'm looking for one.
I gotta pee.
Well, then piss on yourself. I said we should get up at 5 a.m. Didn't I say that? Didn't I say let's get up at 5 a.m. to get over there? But no, you wanted to stay in and sleep in because it's a Sunday.
It is a Sunday. I'm sorry, but also Heathcliff had to have his Captain Crunch, okay?
God damn it. All that crap you're giving them. You know, when we go, the reason we go to farmers markets is because it's the only place in LA where you're able to get organic produce and other goods made by real people who care about us, right? Who care about what we do and eat.
All right, that's enough. I've had it. I have had it, Rick. I'm gone. I'm taking Heathcliff and I'm going. You know,
are you just going to get out of the moving car? You're just going to chuck and roll out of this moving car?
We're going to tuck a roll out right now, okay? You brought this on yourself. And by the way, I've been sleeping with your brother. He has genetically modified orgasms, and they are amazing.
So I've been sleeping with my brother, too.
Hey, what's up, dude? What are you doing here? It's late.
Look, man, I need a place to crash.
Look, dude, that happened one time, okay? That happened one fucking time.
No, man, that's not. No. Look, man, look, I broke up with Moonfly.
Oh, I see.
Oh, hey, you can't double park out here.
I'm gonna move it in a second.
I think you gotta move, man. I think you
there's
gotta
like
move.
There's tons of spots on the street.
Okay. Look, I gotta move my car.
All right, probably don't come back to you because I feel I'm still not over. You know.
What?
Us.
Oh, dude, you know what, man? This is such BS, dude.
You guys a couple? You look exactly alike.
Yeah, we're brothers.
A couple of brothers.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, what is that? Why does that freak you out?
Sir? Look, I'm going to find a spot. I'll text you when I find a spot.
Probably just go. Probably don't stop.
Mr. Monsanto, you've clearly got a
bigger...
Where's
that voice coming from? Oh, geez, there you are. You're like 2 feet tall.
I'm not 2 feet tall, okay?
Yeah, you are, bro.
There's no way I'm 2 feet tall. Mr. Monsanto, you haven't really been honoring the agreement that we had when you first set up
your... Hey, little guy!
Shut up!
See?
Let me just fold up this little chair here. There we go.
You're 2 feet tall, like 90% tongue.
This is not, it's a big tongue, but it's a normal size. Mr. Monsanto.
So it is a big tongue.
I'm going to ruin this operation for you. You're not going to be allowed at the farmer's market anymore.
All right, call me Clyde, right?
Clyde, you're behind on the money that you're supposed to give me. I'm a pretty big deal here at the farmer's market.
All right, what does Monsanto owe you?
Well, it seems like this is the third week that you should have given me a $100 bill, and so I'd say 300, but that's being nice, because some people would give interest or threaten someone. Maybe I would bring somebody to break your kneecaps.
All right, let me take out my wad. What was it? 300? 100. 200. 300.
Don't throw it on the floor. Everybody's seeing me. You're
dwarfed by those bills.
Excuse me, sir. Are you giving away cash?
Hey, this tent over here is giving away cash.
Yeah, how much for the 100?
I'll do 100 for 200.
100 for 200? Great. Hell yeah.
That's how much is it? How much?
It's 100 for 200.
I'm doing $100 bills for 200 bucks.
Okay, well, I only have a 500.
I can make change.
All right.
Okay, hell yeah.
Can I get it now? Or?
Hey, lick one of these tomatoes while you're here.
Now it's come to my attention that you've been going around the farmer's market extorting other vendors. Is that correct?
What I'm doing is I'm making it so, let's be honest, some of the organic stuff is really boring. And when you bring in some pizzazz, we're getting a lot of people coming in. It's helping the organic community.
Where did you go? I just saw you. Now, where are you?
I'm right here. Dad,
can I go play? Let me out of your pocket.
No. You stay in the pocket because I can't trust you to run around out here, okay? Stay there.
I want to explore the honey.
Do you have a kid in your pocket?
I have a child in my pocket.
Oh, my mistake. Do you have a child? Is there someone in your pocket?
Do you think I'm some sort of a kangaroo? It's a child. I'm a human being, okay?
Ma'am, I just saw you and your child roll out of that car. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm okay. Moonfly's good. Heathcliff, you all right?
I still have to go to the bathroom.
You should have gone on the roll.
Can I help you with anything? You both seem to be fine. You rolled well.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. Are you single or?
That's a crazy question to ask. Yeah, I'm also a stuntman.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Any notable productions you've worked on that I know you from?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, I don't know. I've done television and film. What do you watch more, movies or TV?
I watch them both, but mostly movies.
Mostly movies. Okay.
My arm is just dangling.
Give me one sec.
Keep it quiet. I'm getting credits.
My arm doesn't move.
Oh, just give me one sec. Have you heard of the movie called Point Break?
Yes, I love Point Break.
I wasn't in Point Break, but my buddy was in Point Break. He got me a gig, right? A non-union gig, right? Basically, I punched a bunch of aluminum cans as hard as I could for a commercial, a non-union spot for about recycling.
Wow, that's great. I hope to see that one day. I'm sorry I missed it.
No, I have a VHS copy at my place if you want.
Oh, let's go there right now.
What about the kid?
The hell, man? You said you're going to be at the farmer's market all day. This is my time, man. What the hell?
It's just, I got to guess, man. I got to guess.
You can't just bring people over here, man. I got fucking hard drugs out on the table, man. If they're a cop, they're going to fucking get me.
Willie, look at me, man. Look at me. Hey, remember when I was talking to you about manifestation?
Yeah, man. You said I can manifest anything in my body. It'll punch out of it, man. That freaked me out, man. I was spiraling, man. I was freaking out.
Really, I manifested this woman here. She came rolling out of a car right in front of me.
You're a fucking warlock, man. I've said it since the day I met you, man. You got powers, brother. You got powers.
Come here. Now get out of here. Get out of here. What was your name again? Moonfly?
Moonfly. Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking, but I'm Moonfly, so...
Okay, let me see here. Looking for a VHS tape here. I got a lot of copies of stuff around here. Okay, you do puzzles? That's a puzzle. All right, here we go. Here. Oh, you got pancakes. You hungry? There you go. All right, here we go. Oh, here it is.
Oh, great. I can't wait to see this.
Have a seat right there on the floor. You can just move the stuff around.
Great.
Okay. Recycling is an important issue, one that affects every Angelino.
In Los Angeles,
recycling can help save up to seven. Recycling is one.
It'll
save the take so they much. Use?
Yeah. So that was me punching all the cans, as you can tell.
Wow, that's really impressive. I mean, you look like a natural up there.
I'm sorry, boss. It's a non-union spot. I got a non-union stunt guy and a non-union voiceover guy. That's as good as you're gonna get.
This is why people hate recycling, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, we only could do one take on each, and they both made terrible mistakes, but, you know.
We should never have shot this on 16 and given you one reel.
Well, I'm just trying to build credits. I'm non-union myself.
All right, well, we'll have to roll with it then. It's only going to air 3 times, so we might as well get it out there.
Okay, and it's on VHS and vinyl.
Masseuse, huh? Who wants to get rubbed down? Come on.
Hi.
Farmer's market masseuse. Oh, we got one. Hey, let's, who is this? Look at me. I'm throwing a little line there. Hey, I'm really in. Hey, come on.
You catching me? I'm a fish.
What's going on? What do you want? Your neck, your eyes? What's going on?
I kind of want the works. I used to work at that tent right over there selling crystals. I don't believe anymore. So I was thinking, this is my last time here. I've seen you week after week, and it looks like you perform magic with those fingers. I want the works.
All right. Well, you know, since you're a vendor, you get a discount.
Give me the works.
Oh, you got it. So what's up? Just lay down face down here on this slab right here.
Can I lay face up? Is that an option?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. If you want to lay face, let me just actually get another bench in here, because the one I got had a little face hole poked out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So let me just get this little table over here. Let me just pull this one down.
You gave my wife an eye massage last week, and she's blind now.
Hey, what'd you back up? She knew what she signed up for, okay?
Did she sign a disclaimer?
She signed up verbally, and in the state of Los Angeles, that's a legal binding contract. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What kind of monster sticks his fingers into somebody's eyes and needs them?
Only a person who knows.
The crystal guy. You sold me 5 crystals for the price of 1 last week. A Bog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that F and Bog stands for fuck you, because those crystals don't work.
Okay. Wow.
And that's our spot for the farmer's market, boss. We only had one take. It's pretty bad. Should I just air it one time?
What the hell is that beast story with the two brothers?
Okay. And that's our first. Good lord. That scene really literally had it all. All right. Scene 2 is from newly minted Patriot Alchemaniac by Del Rasto. Joey, all right. You need a minute here? I'll restart the second scene.
It's just so fucked up.
All right, scene 2.
Why did they hear that?
Scene 2 is from our newly minted Patreon Alchemaniac, Mike Dorasco, who wrote, "This one's for Kevin." Okay, let's try this again. How about an Elvis impersonator mistakenly books a gig at an Elvish convention? Hope it makes the cut. Give my best to the gang. Keep on making that funny.
And I'd like to see your badge. If you've got a badge for the expo, now is the time to show it, and you shall pass the gates into the convention.
Hey, man. I don't got a badge, man.
So you'll need to sign up for the convention on the app.
Hey, man, I don't know what apps are, man.
Excuse me?
Aren't my hips enough to get me in? Oh!
You're not dressed appropriately for the convention. This is the Sherwood Elvish Convention of 2021.
Not dressed appropriately? Did you want the 68 comeback special or early?
Oh, let me get my senior elf manager. Elrond! Maybe I have to deal with this myself. Elrond?
Elrond Hubbard, man? Is he here?
That's not funny, sir. Okay, you know what?
No, I'm serious, man. I love those books, man.
Yes, who calls for Elrond?
Elrond, this gentleman here doesn't have... He has neither the outfit, nor the ears, nor the elvish accent. Honestly, he doesn't even have a badge for the convention.
He does appear darker than a normal elf. What type of elf be ye?
I'll be the entertainment kind, man. You know, I'll go out there and I'll entertain everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Entertainment? Well...
Oh, could this be our entertainer for the day? This can't be Elrond.
Well, man, they told me to come here, man. I can go check my booking agent, man, but this is where I'm supposed to go, you know what I'm saying?
Do ye sing? Do ye dance?
Do I sing, do I dance, man? That's all I do, man. You want a little taste?
Please.
A little taste? Sure. Your name's Elrond, right? I'll work it into the thing, man. Are you Elrond tonight? Is this a convention tonight?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man, I'm stuck on the freeway right now, okay? My engine just blew out. I got a truck full of these goddamn elf freaks, and they're supposed to get a, they got a gig they got to play at a thing. So I need a tow truck now, all right? I need one now. You understand?
Look, that's not how it works, Buster. You don't just call us and demand something, okay? If we got an available truck, we send you an available truck. But if there's no trucks available, it doesn't matter how much you scream. Also, it's illegal to be carting human beings in the back of a truck like that, okay? So you're putting my drivers
into human trafficking. I'm not human.
You said the words, okay?
I'm a bus driver, man. All right, all right. Okay. I run a private company, okay? I run my own company, okay?
What's the name of the company?
Roy's Trucking. We move people across any state line.
Roy's Trucking, and that's your slogan?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No problems here. Okay.
So what's the ETA here, man? I got a truck full of people.
Okay. How important is this?
It's important to them, and they're freaking out. They got to play this stupid convention or something like that. I don't know what the hell it is.
What freeway? Where are you at? What freeway?
I can't really tell. All the signs are just kind of mossed over.
Right. What's the?
I took a weird turn down this like wooden road. I went into deep forest.
Wait, a deep forest?
Yeah. I mean, the trees are like hundreds of feet high.
I feel like I'm
2 feet tall.
You feel like you're small, right?
Teeny tiny, man. I'm telling you right now.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah.
Your life has just changed.
You threatening me?
You're in Sherwood. I gotta go.
What? Hello? What? God damn it. Listen
excuse
up, Elf,
me,
musicians.
Excuse me. How much longer until we get to the convention?
A little longer.
He has a weird mouth.
Yeah,
he does have a normal mouth for all of us, okay?
We're all elves. We all have mouths like this.
You're disgusting.
This is what elves sound like.
All right, calm down. All right, LVs, listen. We got a tow truck coming, but for the time being, I think we should all just scatter and do our own thing until the tow truck comes.
This is a terrible idea.
What's up, friend? You seem to be out of place here in Sherwood Forest.
Whoa. The hell is this guy? How you doing?
I'm Robin Hood.
Oh, okay, I get it. Are we some at amusement park or something like that? I see you. Yeah, man, how you doing?
Do I look amused?
Like, I don't know, buddy. Do I look fucking amused? Huh? My bus just broke down, all right?
Be you with the Sheriff of Nottingham?
No, I don't deal with the law. I got a lot of felonies on my ass. I got a lot of priors.
Me too.
Robin, these poor people don't want these elves, man. You took them from the bus. Now we're giving them out to poor people.
Look, there were no coins or anything. All I have of value is this. But I did rob from the rich and give to the poor these elves.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what the hell's up with these tights, huh? And I feel like I'm wearing like a burlap sack. What the hell's my jeans and my button down?
Well, Little John, you've put on a lot of weight in the last year. Your tights are not always going to fit.
Yeah, okay. Well, just give me my jeans, all right? That's all I'm saying. No. Hey, can you call me Roy, huh? What's up with this Little John shit?
You're Little John now, okay? We don't wear jeans. We wear tights.
I don't like when people call me Little. You understand?
Look, it's an ironic name. You're the largest man here.
Damn right I am. You're damn right I am. All right, now look, I'm going to eat the rest of that turkey leg, wherever the hell that is, okay? And I don't want no one bothering me until I wake up from my nap, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is Jerry O'Connell live with CBS2 Action for You News.
Man, you've fallen far, Jerry O'Connell.
What do you mean? This is the highest I've ever been.
You were in Stand By Me and other shit.
You don't got to tell me what the act Jerry O'Connell was in. I know all of his movies, but I am at the height. I'm doing.
You're not Jerry O'Connell, the actor?
No, Jerry O'Connell, the newscaster. Big difference. Oh,
okay,
anyway,
you look
I'm
just
live.
Like Jerry O'Connell, the actor.
You're okay. I'm live, sir. I'm on the air right now.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
No. Actually, stick around. No.
Okay.
Now, are you aware that people call this area the Bermuda Triangle of the woods?
Yeah.
You are. Okay. Because it seems that cars, people, and most recently, an entire bus of people have gone missing from around this area. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Has anyone seen Jerry O'Connell? He went on assignment and no one could find him.
Jerry O'Connell, the actor?
No, Jerry O'Connell is just one end. He's our news reporter. He's, you know, we assigned him to cover the convention, and that was 2 weeks ago.
All right, the Elvish convention. That was a big deal. I wondered why we didn't have a story on that.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's like there's that one point off Highway 35 where just a lot of things go missing.
Yeah, hey, like you're trying to go off the woods.
I found all these VHSs. Do you want me to toss them?
No. Keep those. Keep those. They're going to be worth something one day.
Okay. Do you want me to digitize them?
No. Just keep them. Put them in a box. Write time capsule okay. on it and bury it in the backyard.
Just this cardboard box?
Yep. Just that one. Put some duct tape on it. Write time capsule.
All right. I love a project. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Wait a minute. What was on the tapes? Oh, she's gone.
Yeah, we'll never know. Well, we'll know in 25 years when I...
I guess we will.
Yeah, when I told her to dig it up, so...
Hey, Elrond and the Twinkleberry, whatever the hell your name is, listen...
it's Twinkleberry. It is Twinkleberry, yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, look, I'm going over the budget right here, and y'all didn't sell enough tickets, so I might have to shut this down.
Elrond, this can't be true. Did we not sell enough tickets to cover the prices?
Elves do not traffic in the currency of man.
All right, well, you're in man's world, so we do, okay?
Oh.
And maybe if I had a couple, maybe if I had $100, I could let this slide.
Oh, $100?
$100?
So you do it.
Hey, man, you're saying you can't pay me, man? You guys don't have enough money? Well, what's the deal, man?
Elves do not traffic in the currency of man.
All right, what do you traffic in then?
Dust.
Dust? That's the whole elf thing, man, dust?
What Elrond is trying to say is when we originally booked the elvish group, we would have pulled in all of the people we needed, and your substitution just was no substitute for the original gig.
I had to take 3 trains to get here, man. I mean, come on. I got some costs I got to recoup.
I mean, you clearly have aged. Elves don't age. You're an old, heavier set. I don't know how to say this. You're not an elf. We know you're not an elf.
Well, man, you're not going to pay me and you're going to insult me? It's fucked up, man.
I'm just trying to let you know why we don't have the money to pay you. Is you have failed our convention.
I failed it, man. There's 14 people here, man. Then that's not me.
Well, it's not a great turnout. That's true.
It's a bad turnout, but I think that it's because they knew that there was not an elvish band playing. And I don't know what the hell you're supposed to be, but
that's what we were. Hey, man, I just 3.5 hours up there. And every time I tried to end my set, you kept saying, keep going. You did the pool thing, like you know, keep going. You know, what was that, man? I ran out of songs.
Well, that's Elrond, in elvish,
Elrond,
that's...
Elrond. Berry Star, Twinkleberry.
Twinkleberry.
It's come true. We have confirmation of a land very close to here that is all for us, an invisible land. It's just right off I-35.
So please tell me more.
That's all I've got.
Okay.
I've got a lift waiting. It's running. We can jump in now and go to this land and live the way we were supposed to live.
Live forever.
Okay, we'll table these negotiations for now. And we're going to go explore this magical land off of I-35.
You can come, sir. Would you like to join us?
Well, I guess I got no other choice, man. I got no money in it.
Wait. No, we can't take him. He's not an elf. Look at him. He's a fat man that has a poorly dressed sequins. Actually, they're not that bad, but it's definitely not elvish clothes.
Why are you doing this, Tom? You're not
Excuse,
an elf.
Don't use that name. That what is the human name so that I rude. Shed that long ago. Well, look at him. Look at us.
Okay, I'm hopping in this lift. Join me if you want.
Tom, I told you.
if this convention was a super success, I'd say great, whatever, and we keep moving forward. But I'm sorry, you've invested 2 years of your life into this and it didn't work out. You have to realize that. You have to drop the accent and stop wearing those clothes around the house.
Jennifer, the first year is to establish
Tom,
it.
Stop.
The second year
stop.
Is for... It's word of mouth. Jennifer,
Tom,
please.
You're from Minnesota. You don't talk like this.
I'm from the North. I'm a North elf. All right? And if you're not careful, you won't be able to come with us. We're going off the wooden road on I-35 to the land of elves.
This is the internet's fault. This is crazy. What? You weren't like this. You're a software engineer, okay? That's what you do.
Software? Software?
Hey, yeah, there's something going wrong on my desktop. The software keeps crashing, so I'm just calling this number to get some help. What, do you know what could be up?
It's me, Tom.
Okay, great. Tom, what's wrong with it?
I'm sorry. It's just been a long time since I... Okay, so you're having some software problems.
Yeah, it just keeps crashing my computer.
Okay, have you tried powering down your computer?
Yeah, I did that, first of all. I mean, this is a Mac. I don't know how to work a Mac. I only know how to use PCs. If I only knew how to work a Mac,
oh my gosh,
it would be amazing, but I don't. I can't even work my phone. Okay. I don't know why I don't have an Android. I have an iPhone. I can't make it make calls. What do I do?
Okay, well, if you've got a Mac, what I would suggest you do is you plug in a USB device to the bottom part so you have a keyboard, because that one button doesn't work for these issues.
Everybody who has made it here to the Sherwood Forest, gather round, gather round. Now, some of you are tree people. Welcome. Others are elves. We have Robin Hood in the back, huh, Mr.
Hood?
Looking nice. We have done it. We have made a
Don't
society.
Don't forget the proud feet.
Oh, God. And the proud feet. The proud feet are recognized. Now, we are here to celebrate. And we have the entertainer of a lifetime. Everybody, put your...
Don't forget the rock people.
Okay. Rock people are recognized. I'm saying all inhabitants of Sherwood Forest, rejoice. And now, our
and
entertainment.
Us, the whispers of the leaves.
Whispers, we do not recognize you. You were not recognized. Leave. Cry as you leave. Now, ladies, people, leave.
Hey, dude, what the hell was that up there, man?
Dude, it's just that I just started fucking breaking down, man. You know, I believe in this forest we live in. Obviously, I live here, you know, but fucking.
Yeah. I mean, we wrote everyone down. Why didn't you just take the list up? Why did you want to wing it? I don't.
I thought that would be more of like an organic experience. People would feel seen and recognized, but instead I shit the bed. And then I started singing, as you know, and that nobody liked that.
Yeah.
And then they started throwing the.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. Everybody's getting unruly. You gonna try it again, Jerry O'Connell?
I don't think. I think maybe you should draw this.
Nah, Jerry. Me, come on, man.
It's you, Jerry. This is what you were born to do.
Oh fuck! I think in the other world I was, but here I'm not. Maybe here I'm supposed to be, you know, a hunter or something.
This is your job. Just recognize the people. Recognize them. And then get to the entertainment. You'll do fine.
Okay. Okay. I hear them shouting, though. I hear them shouting.
What's going on? You were so close to introducing the musical act.
Hello. It's me. I'm back. Jerry O'Connell.
The actor?
No. Well, kind of.
He guest host Wendy Williams, didn't he?
This is not about me. This is about you and us, the beings of the Sherwood Forest. Now, without further ado, I present to you your
Make sure to recognize the proud feet.
We have already been to the proud feet. Proud feet have been recognized. And now.
And don't forget about the rock people.
Rock. You know what? I have forgotten about the rock people. Rock people, talk to me. How are the rock people feeling today?
Don't do crowd work. Don't do crowd work.
Oh, God, I'm
a
dying
little stoned.
Very funny. Very funny. Very funny. Very funny. I got stoned once. Oh, shit. I'm dying up here.
Who was the fucking hell? Musical act?
Jerry, what the hell was that drug story? That was crazy. That was a crazy story, man.
I was just riffing. I thought being vulnerable would be relatable.
You said you used a dead guy as a bong. What the hell was
that about, I did. Man? I don't want to lie.
That's wild, man.
He was my brother, okay? I didn't say that part. I didn't say that I had sexual relations with him, did I? No, I didn't tell that part.
No, what the fuck? What the fuck? Jerry, what are you doing? Oh, man.
All right. This is bad, man. I don't know how we're going to spin this, man. This is bad, man.
I'll tell you how. I got the best entertainer of all time. He's waiting right backstage. As soon as I bring
Bruno
him out.
Bruno Mars?
What?
You got Bruno Mars?
I couldn't get
Bruno. He got Bruno Mars!
No,
I love Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars!
Pardon me.
Jerry, go out there and tell him you got Bruno Mars. Do it.
All right, hold on. Okay, hold on. Mr. Presley.
Yeah, man.
Can you do any Bruno Mars music?
I know a few tunes, but I just gotta use the restroom right now. Well, I'll be right out.
Okay. Hey, everybody. How we feeling? We getting antsy? Feeling weird?
Excited for Bruno Mars.
That's right. You know, when I think of the word Mars, I think of outer space. And when I think of outer space, I think about a time I made out with my brother in the weirdest way.
Get out of here.
What? What's going on? Why?
Yeah, did you ever send that car out to tow that bus or no?
Nah, nobody was available.
Did you check? That's our second. Scene 3 is Andre, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin. I know this isn't expected, but just wanted to thank y'all for doing my suggestion. Hilarious. I know you don't have a shortage of suggestions, but here's one anyway. The rivalry between skydivers and bungee jumpers. Thanks again, Andre."
So the history of this bridge goes back all the way to 1822, when Jedediah Forner decided to make the bridge. So it's a huge. I mean, you could bungee or skydive off it. That's how tall it is. I mean, we're looking at about it's about a 6 mile high bridge. That's how high up you are.
Which one do you do?
Which one do you do? Oh, well, you know, I just do guided tours through here. So that's what I don't do either. But I will say this. I say, be warned, all ye who cross paths with either, because it gets intense. Extreme sporters are intense about their craft. What was that?
He's a fucking bungee jumper. Nothing.
Okay.
You're a bungee let's keep jumper. Because you let me just listen. I came along for the tour because I like bridges, but as a skydiver, I don't want anybody to be misled by this asshole. You skydive from the sky. Oh. You base jump from a high place. If somebody jumped off this bridge, it would be base jumping. Sorry, sir. Your tour. If I can't trust what you say, then why would I listen to you the rest of the? I'm walking away.
Is that true?
I don't want to do this tour anymore,
sir. Is that true? I mean. I guess, but I mean, technically anything's a sky, right? So,
all right,
let's just keep on moving down here. Okay. And if you look at this pylon, now, can anyone tell me what difference does this pylon have that other ones don't?
Oh, it's only you and me. Did Jedediah Forner find this pylon too?
Yes, he did. Yes. So this is actually one
Jeff,
of the original.
Jeff, come with me. We're not going to take this tour anymore. Let's go. We're going
Uncle
home.
Uncle Hank.
Come on. This guy's an asshole. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
All right, come on. Have a good one.
Have fun on your tour alone, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, magnificent bridge, Jedediah. You've done amazing work here, but why are you so close to the edge?
I've built this bridge 6 miles in the sky to jump off of it.
Wait, what? Jedediah, no. You can't survive that. It's 6 miles.
Ah, but I have tied this this rubbery string to me.
That rubbery string, I don't think it could hold you.
Well, we'll see about that when I leap off the bridge!
Jump it up!
Mrs. Forna, I'm so sorry, but your husband, his feet snapped right off the bottom of his legs when he bungeed down from the bridge, and he bled out.
When he did what?
Bungeed. It's a word we're throwing around. Do you think it sticks?
What does it mean?
Well, how do I describe this? It bungees like, I guess bungees the cord. How do I say this?
Hold on. My Jebediah used a cord? Why did he just jump without a cord?
Well, then he'd surely die.
Not at all. Surely you can make some type of contraption that would slow him down before he hit the bottom?
Interesting. Some kind of chute.
Yeah, a chute.
Para. Some kind of before chute. He can
dive through the sky. Surely that's more extreme and better than bungee.
Skydive. Parachute.
Shoot at the para.
Skydive. Parachute.
Will you do me a favor?
Yeah, anything.
Will you dive from the sky using a chute of para for me?
Of course. Anything for you.
Jeez, get your hand off me. My husband just died.
I thought that was my ankle. Sorry about that. No,
that was my chin.
I'm breaking this bridge down, so no, you can't come out here. So go turn around. We're breaking this bridge down. Somebody died up here.
Yeah,
my
husband died here.
Oh, it's your husband. Well, trust me, we're gonna break this down. No one will fall off of it again. So it should be A-okay. It's dangerous, so I'd step back as we're hammering this area here.
You know, it wouldn't be so dangerous if perhaps you had a contraption that slowed you down if you were to tumble off the side of this.
A tumble off the side of this base here?
Like, for instance, here, hold on to this banana leaf. And now I'll just give you a little shove. Ah!
So, yeah, I mean, that's the first draft, but I feel like the town's going to love this. I mean, to get community theater involved, the real true story of Jebediah and how this all went down. I mean, they're clamoring for it. Once people hear it, they're going to love it. I guarantee you. It's going to be a staple. It's going to be a staple of the town.
I don't know. We really had our hearts set on our town. Isn't that true, panel?
I mean, our town it has a lot of roles for everyone. And it's about a small town, which is what we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this story is, to be honest, far-fetched.
Okay.
There's a bridge 6 miles in the sky?
Look, it's art. It's art history, all right? Sometimes you got to stretch the truth. No pun intended, okay?
So look, well, you were selling it as a true story, and now you're saying you're stretching the truth. You're stretching the truth like a bungee cord, to be honest.
And I'm now sorry. Now you get it? The stage plots you've drawn up for us, there's no way we have an auditorium big enough, nor do we have the budget to construct them.
We don't have the budget. Our town requires no sets other than people's imagination.
Excuse me!
Two ladders.
Is this the city council?
This is the city council.
Okay, mm-hmm. Then I guess I get to speak.
We're trying to decide the community theater season now.
Can you recognize me, please?
I don't recognize you.
Okay.
I mean, I'd like to recognize you, but right now I don't recognize you.
Really? This face? You don't recognize me?
Is that Jerry O'Connell?
No, what? I get that, though. Oh, no, it's not me. All right, how about this? Do you recognize this motion when I leap up in the air and down? You recognize me now?
Leap up in the air down? I don't.
You could save us all a lot of time if you just told us who you are, then we'd recognize
you. I'm Benny the bungee jumper, idiots. I'm the one that illegally bungee jumps all over our small town.
All right, the chair recognizes Benji the bungee jumper.
Thank you. Now, I'm here to say we got to put an end to all these lunatic skydivers jumping into our town. Can I get an eye?
We're still working on the community theater season. If you'd like input in that, we'll do that right now.
Sure.
Otherwise,
okay. Stomp.
Stomp.
We don't have the budget or talent for stomp.
All right.
We would like to do a musical. We're thinking South Pacific.
This play is going to change the game. People are going to know our town. Not our town.
Our town. Yes.
Our town. Definitely. Great.
No. They're going to know.
Hey, guys, put your cigarettes out.
It didn't go great.
What, Benji? Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck!
I put it out on me! Fuck!
No, not on you.
Fuck! Oh, fuck!
Look, look, I know I'm the leader of this bungee jumping gang. I knew I would tell you that the way to fix the system is from within the system. Uh-huh. I went in there. Nothing changed.
Hey, Benji, could I ask one little thing?
Yeah.
Can we change the name of our gang from the BJs? It's not going well. I'm getting a lot of weird looks all around town.
Everyone's saying the BJs suck.
And then they titter, you know?
They do what?
They titter. They laugh. You know, they're laughing at it.
Titter.
They're saying that the BJs suck. Oh, who's doing that? You know,
this tittering.
Who's doing that?
Everybody around town.
All right, you listen, to listen. Here's what's going down tonight, okay? You guys
are we doing another bank robbery?
No. Worse.
What the hell am I doing with tonight, all these presidents' masks?
Tonight, we're
man.
Doing
I
the we were fight gonna... in the sky. We're doing the fight in the sky. One of us is going to jump off Jebediah's old bridge, and we're going to
I feel like we're
skydiver.
Sitting ducks. Skydiver's just going to ram right into us, man.
No, we got to fight in the sky at a certain point in the jump where we're going to be at the same speed and altitude as the skydiver. Look, if you guys don't want out.
Hey, though, is it me or has Benji just gone off the deep end, man? All right. I thought we joined up to rob banks as a dead president, huh? And then we were going to travel the bridges across the U.S. and catch every big bungee, man.
Yeah, we have a catchphrase every time we knock at the door of a bank. Open up and get ready for a BJ.
That's right.
You were so sick when you came up with that, man. I was so
we got it on our jackets.
You know, I need some money. I want to go get some money. I don't want to do a sky fight. You know, what is that?
We're going to die, man. I'm telling you.
Well. If it isn't Stevie Skydiver. Look, it's me, Benny. I'm here to have this one-on-one meet with you to settle the rules for tonight's sky fight.
I've told you so many times. It's Skydiver.
Okay.
Stevie Skydiver.
All right.
I'm also a skydiver, but that is my given name. It's French.
Skibidi. All right. Respect. All right, so what do we got? We got chains, blades. What are the rules? Firearms, fists?
All right, we can do all those things, but it's going to weigh you down on the jump.
Hey, you don't got to worry about me, okay? I'm tethered by a fucking rope, dude. Okay? Now, we're going to settle this once and for all. Whoever lives, well, that'll be the predominant extreme sport here in the small town. Whoever dies, well, let's just say they'll be dead.
Will you just come out to the bridge with me tonight and I can do a live reading and you'll get the atmosphere, you'll get the feeling, okay? I'm telling you, once you feel it outside on the bridge, you're going to be like, this is the play.
We don't have time to drive 6 miles into the sky to get to this bridge.
Would you then walk, whatever you want to do.
We're not walking, no.
Okay, look, I got a bus. Why don't we all just pile into the bus? We go now. It's my gas we're eating up, no one else's. All right? Just well, come on.
I'll take my nephew on this little journey with you.
Great. Kids are going to love it.
Well, he'll be the decider. I don't really have the same point of view as the kids these days, but I'll see if my nephew likes it.
Anyone else want to bring a family member or...
Do we each get a plus one?
I mean, I got a bus. So it's like,
I'll bring my wife.
Okay.
I've already got my son in my pocket, so I think I'm okay.
You got your son in your pocket?
Yeah, he's a very little child. He's right here in my pocket.
A kangaroo?
No, I'm a human. I'm not a Mars. It's in my pocket.
All right, BJs, are we gonna come hard or what?
BJs right, always man, come hard.
That's right.
Benji, I was talking with the guys and
put your cigarettes out, first of all. Put your fucking cigarettes out.
I put it out of my eye.
Okay, good.
Look, Benji, we were talking and we want to rob banks, man. We don't want to do this. We're going to die tonight.
Is this true? Everybody?
Yeah. This just seems too extreme, man. I'm sorry.
Too extreme.
I got a Nixon mask.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I know. And it's a good mask.
It's a great mask.
Well, look, here comes a bus right now.
All right, there's a bunch of people coming up here. They're going to witness either the greatest skyfight or no skyfight.
Right over here, all right? So we'll just go over it. And look, trust me on the... Okay, now everyone here has a... I printed out some scripts here. Okay, so everyone has one here. You follow along. Follow along.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Is this the play? Are we in the play right now?
I mean, yes. Everyone in town is going to be in the play.
These
four immersive people, huh? Would you like to... Come on. You're in the play. Perfect. They already got bungee cords. Great. Sir, would you like to play Jugadile?
What?
And you were at the city council meeting earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. Why don't you play Jugadile? Would you like to play
Jugadile? What does that mean?
Okay, great. Awesome. Okay, so let me just put this cord around your ankles here. Okay.
Are you going to read these lines?
So this is how it's going to start. Ready?
All right, I once founded a city on love.
This is weird. Wow, he fell right out of the bus.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know what? I didn't cast it. I should have cast it before. Okay. So why don't we have, Mr. Milner, you and your nephew, why don't you play Mrs. Forner? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, the little nephew.
That's a woman's character, right?
Uncle Hank, it's cool.
No, I'd like to. You know,
well, the city council doesn't have any women. Okay, so that's a problem that y'all got to figure out. Okay, that's not a me thing. All right,
we're having a meeting next week to determine the path forward.
It's a vote. You just vote for it. Okay.
We need to have a quorum in order to have a vote.
Uncle, to determine a path. Someone's forward. Flying down from the sky.
What is that?
He's got a switchblade. Oh, Jesus Christ, Uncle Hank!
I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
What's happening? It looks like a sky fight.
It is a sky fight.
Holy shit! Everybody down!
That's President Reagan.
You're going down, Skipper Day. You're going down.
Oh, those BJs are coming everything. Hard.
City Council, what do you think, huh? We can have all those kind of special effects stuff in the actual play, huh?
Well, that was impressive. We're putting it to a vote next week.
Uh-huh.
Our town is still a top contender.
Jesus, come on. I have my feet ripped off. Come on.
Councilman Ricketts really wants to do Equus for some reason, but I don't think that's going to pass.
The naked horse play? What the hell are you going to do that?
Yeah, that's the naked horse play. Look, that was impressive. It was maybe more graphic than we're looking for. We are a community theater, after all.
Yeah. It's a lot, I got to say. We're also considering the Heidi Chronicles now, which I know is like a solo show, but
yeah,
it's on the table.
I don't know it.
Wendy Wasserstein. We're going to have to find a woman, though. That's going to be hard.
Be tough here.
It's not that hard. We mean it's not hard.
So, Uncle Hank, I don't really understand. Who is better than skydivers, bungee jumpers, song and dance people? I'm confused.
It's skydivers. Oh. Skydivers are the better ones. I know it was kind of hard, and the play was a little diluted. I don't trust that guy's script, first of all.
Yeah.
But skydivers are best. Base jumpers are second best. Bungee jumpers are third best. People on a trampoline are fourth best. People on top of the fan that are simulating sky, that's the bottom. And those guys are not doing anything worthwhile. Okay. The community theater people, different category. They're not even in competition.
Man, you know, sometimes I'm sad my dad died.
And that's when skydiving came to Grover's Corners. And that's our show. Let's thank each of our alchemists, see what they're up to. Joey Greer.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And everybody, if you're in Los Angeles, please email your city commission to figure out what the hell they were doing with that goddamn recycling video. Our tax money should not be going to that. All right,
it was sick shit.
Yeah, I fucked up. James Heaney.
Well, check out Bear Supply Wednesday nights on Twitch/BS Comedy, twitch.tv/BS Comedy. Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Chris Alvarado.
I just want to say I listened to two episodes of Alchemy That.
It's a good time. It's a good time. It's a little scary to listen to, like I knew it would be, but it's really fun to hear everybody's thoughts. And I just like that we're building this community. They're building a community of, you know, like-minded people. So I want to encourage everybody who listens to this podcast who might not have listened to Alchemy That to give it a listen. Give it a listen. Hear what the people are talking about.
Nice. Craig Kukowski.
Yeah, I love it. Big supporter of Alchemy That and the Reddit page for Alchemy This. Get on there. Get some chatter going. I love it all.
Nice. I'm Cole Stratton at Stratton Cole on Instagram, at Cole Stratton on Twitter. Also, go to ssketchfest.com. You can now rent the big Fistpocalypse show we did this past weekend. It's 3.5 hours of comedy for $20. It all goes to helping us stay afloat. So come check that out. Let's thank our engineer and producer, Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time.
Alchemy This.